friends. Mommy here, and I've got some news for you. We have officially launched our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you would like to help us get new books or upgrade our equipment, or I don't know, maybe even make some video content down the road, then please join us and support us on Patreon. And you can go to the link that is in the bio here, or you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And that's all one big word. And you will get all kinds of cool perks for doing that. Like, we have exclusive additional stories, and, you know, more stories is never bad, and personalized messages, and even a bunch of more fun stuff. So please join us, patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And on with the show. Okay, friends, so today we are reading The Valentine Bears by Eve Bunting, and the pictures are by Jan Brett. And I have done a couple of the other stories where Jan Brett has been the artist, and her artwork is just beautiful. So I will post these pictures on my Instagram as we go along, so you guys can follow along. And it is so beautiful. So let's get right down to it, shall we? Oh, today's story is read by Mommy and... What? Ralph? What does that mean? Is that a dog? Oh, it was kind of hard to tell. And a little dog who sits next to me. So, here we go. It was October 14th, and the bear's den was snug and secure for the winter. And my friends who are listening, October 14th is a very special day for Mommy and Philip because it is somebody's birthday, right? Whose birthday is it? You have to say it. They can't see you.
Mine.
Yeah. Here we go. Mrs. Bear set her alarm for February 14th. Then she curled herself comfortably against Mr. Bear's back and listened to his snores. It was good to settle down for a long 4 months' sleep. When the alarm went off 4 months later, Mrs. Bear could hardly believe it. It seemed as if she'd just gone to bed.
"My," she said, yawning. "Spring already."
And then she remembered it wasn't spring yet. She'd set the alarm early for a special reason. Mrs. Bear stretched, scratched, kissed Mr. Bear on his nose, and got up. Mr. Bear could sleep through just about anything, and she was glad she had things to do. First, she made a sign. "It's nice to share Valentine's Day with someone you love." She tacked the sign on the wall so Mr. Bear would see it the instant he awoke. Leaves had blown into the den while they slept. Mrs. Bear brushed them into a pile and swept them outside.
"Brr,"
she said, standing in front of the den.
"You'd think they'd have put this special day in summer. Mr. Bear and I have never shared a Valentine's Day in all our years together."
Mrs. Bear dug up the honey pot she'd buried in the fall. She pawed the lid off and smiled. It was fruity and rich and smelled of summer, just the way Mr. Bear liked it. Mrs. Bear carried the pot inside and put it on the table next to the bowl of crunchy dried beetles and bugs. Crispy critters, just how Mr. Bear loved crispy critters. And in the picture, we see her dishing out her bowl full of bugs. What do you think? Would you want to have some of those bugs? A bowl of bugs for breakfast? On Valentine's Day?
No?
Can I keep nuts?
You want to eat this? You want to eat that? No. Okay.
So she had made two Valentine poems way back in the summer, and now she got them out of the drawer. One said, "Red berries are red, blueberries are blue, termites are sweet, and you are too." Now, do you know what a termite is? They're tiny little bugs, itty bitty little bugs, and they do something kind of awful. They only eat one thing. Wood, trees. So if we had, right here we've got a wooden table, and if we put some termites on that table, they would eat the whole table, gobble it up. But guess what? Even though humans don't like termites because they eat their stuff, there is another animal that does like termites. In fact, they love them. Bears. Bears will snarf down some termites like nobody's business.
What happened if I had a pet bear?
It would eat all the termites. Lick them right up. Yum, yum, yum.
What if I set them in a bowl on the table and I set the bear on the couch and I gave the bowl to him?
He would eat them all. Bears like termites. Okay. Ooh. Now, then she has another Valentine here, and it says, "Your teeth are so sharp, your claws are so fine. Dear Mr. Bear, you are my Valentine." She couldn't decide which poem she liked best, so she decided to give them both to Mr. Bear. Mrs. Bear huddled herself deep in her coat and went outside again. "Only crazy creatures would be out in this early in the year," she muttered. The sun shone through a haze pale as milk. Crows cawed in the white air. The arms of the trees scratched at the sky. Mrs. Bear clawed away the ice on the top of the pond. She splashed water on her ears and muzzle. She sleeked her head fur and took one long cold drink. It was time to waken Mr. Bear. Mr. Bear's snores drifted from the den and she smiled. Mr. Bear could sleep through just about anything. Mrs. Bear shook his shoulder.
"Time to get up, Mr. Bear,"
snored Mr. Bear. Mrs. Bear shook harder.
"Wake up, Mr. Bear."
Mr. Bear shrugged her away and turned his face to the wall.
"Just another 5 weeks,"
he begged. Mrs. Bear poked his back.
"Happy Valentine's Day."
Mr. Bear curled himself into a fur ball. He said,
"Oh, no, you don't."
Mrs. Bear pulled Mr. Bear's ears until he uncurled himself. She tickled his paws. She pried open his eyes and watched them drop close again, said Mr. Bear. I'm glad you like that noise. I practiced it. Okay. Mrs. Bear sighed. She took their empty berry can and snuggled deep into her coat and went back outside. A wolverine slept safe in a hollow log. A deer drank from the pond. It stopped drinking and looked at Mrs. Bear with surprise as she filled up the berry can. Mrs. Bear decided the deer had never seen a bear up so early. Oops, are you okay? She carried the can of ice water inside.
"I'm sorry about this, Mr. Bear," she said, "but you just can't keep on sleeping. This is a very special day. 1, 2, surprise!"
Mr. Bear shouted and sat straight up. It was a surprise. All right. Mrs. Bear jumped and the ice water splashed all over her. Mr. Bear hugged her.
You thought I would sleep through just about anything, didn't you?
He boomed.
Well, I fooled you. Happy Valentine's Day.
He pulled a box from under his pillow.
I've had these here all along.
Oh, Mr. Bear, chocolate-covered ants. My very favorites.
Chocolate-covered ants.
I know. Would you want a chocolate-covered ant?
No, but I would like a chocolate-covered donkey.
What?
I mean a chocolate-covered piece of steak.
Really? Well, I'll make you some mole. That's about as close as we're going to get. Let's go back to the story. Mr. Bear licked his lips.
Mine too.
He admired the sign on the wall, and then Mrs. Bear ran for the poems, and Mr. Bear read them out loud.
Dear Mr. Bear, you are my Valentine. That's lovely.
His nose wrinkled.
Is that fruity, rich summer honey I smell?
Mrs. Bear smiled. Will you join me at the table? They sat together, sharing the Valentine treats, till shadows filled the din and the bowl and the box and the honey pot were empty, and the special day was ended. And then they went back to sleep again until spring. Wow, do you know what I think? I think that might possibly be the greatest Valentine Day party I've ever heard of. Just you and your sweetheart and treats that you both love and snuggling up and not having to go anywhere or do anything and then going right back to sleep afterwards. I don't know. I think maybe some of our friends who are listening will not think that's much fun, but their mommies and daddies might. Okay. And there goes my puppy. Well, I think I better say the end and go chase my puppy down. Can you say the end, puppy?
Woof, woof.
Woof, woof. Okay. The end.